Wreaths decorate our homes for many holidays. Have you ever considered a living wreath? Today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
As we spend more time outside during the summer and fall, what would be more perfect than to have a beautiful and functional living wreath on the patio or deck? A living wreath is not only an attractive blend of colors and textures, but can be functional. Having your favorite herbs only a snip away would be very convenient. You only need a wire wreath form, long fiber sphagnum peat moss, potting mix, and your favorite herbs to make your own living wreath. Pre-made sphagnum wreaths are available from your favorite hobby or florist shop and come in a variety of shapes and sizes. Soak your wreath for a few minutes to saturate. Arrange your plants in a wreath shape to help visualize the finished product. When satisfied with your design, use your fingers to punch holes in the sphagnum. Start on the outside and work your way to the center until your wreath is full. Use florist wire or topiary pins to secure the plants. This will keep the plants in place while they grow and fill in any bare spots. Any unruly plants can simply be snipped to restore order. Spray your wreath periodically using the garden hose to keep it healthy and fresh. Deadheading any spent flowers or pinching sprigs of herbs to cook with will help promote new growth and keep the wreath looking dense and lush looking. By using a few of your favorite herbs, you can enjoy a stunning living wreath to display in your outdoor living space all season long. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.